This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Fat Mascara, everyone.
Welcome.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jessica.
I'm always Jen. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. It's been busy weeks, hasn't it?
It's been real busy.
Jess and I went on a retreat with Mary Kay, la-di-da. The upside for you guys is the amazing eye makeup tips we got from Luis Costco. So we're going to talk about glitter fallout. Next up, we're going to talk about facials and how they're getting so fancy lately. Jess and I had some new ones we want to share with you. And our last topic is bladder matters. Hashtag bladder matters. Let's make it a thing. No, seriously, I have this condition, interstitial cystitis. I mentioned it in a throwaway comment at the end of one episode. And then I got all these messages from listeners being like, wait, what is that? I might have that. It sometimes seems like it's a UTI, but it's not. It's a bladder thing. I will share all the info I know, and hopefully that can help you guys and your pee situation.
Hashtag awareness.
Exactly. Who's our guest, Jess?
Mark Lowenberg, DDS.
Is he a DDS?
He's a DDS.
And a cosmetic dentist.
I cannot wait to talk about all things smiles. In the industry, we call them smile stories. We're going to talk about teeth, gums, breath, all mouth things. It's going to get mouthy. I had the best time at the Mary Kay annual retreat.
We should just call it Jess Matlin's retreat because it has everything that you could ever love.
Pillows.
Puppies.
Puppies. Farm animals.
Pigs.
Pigs.
Makeup.
Makeup.
Massages.
Massages. heaps of vegetables repaired all different ways.
And everybody looking out for your almond allergy.
Oh my God, there were like, I mean, literally every time I turned someplace, it was like, Miss Matlin, where's Miss Matlin? Do not go near the green bean salad.
Exactly.
Yeah, people really, you know, took my needs seriously. But do you know who also took my needs seriously?
Who's that?
Mary Kay Ambassador Luis Costco.
He's just a gem, isn't he?
Yes. He had, you know, he opened up, actually, he didn't open it up. He was like the special guest of the morning, like, you know, like the deep dive into all of the Mary Kay like Q3 and 4 like offerings.
Product launches.
Yeah, exactly. So we can't tell you about a lot of them just yet. We kind of like soar a code of silence, but later in the year we'll tell you about them. But he did a demo. We learned a lot from him, and then he opened up the floor to questions. And then I felt like I was in third grade with like the hand straight up, like, you know, like stretching, rocking back and forth. He answered a few and I was like, I am not leaving here without one answer to this question. What can we do about shimmer eyeshadow fallout?
The way she posed it, it was so funny. Everybody in the room like turns to look at Jess and she goes, my friend was talking about how much they loved the gold highlighter on my cheeks.
She was like, I love this like gold glimmer thing you're doing. It was like, you know, she gestured to her whole face. Like she did this like circular motion around her face.
People, Jess didn't have gold glimmer on her cheeks.
No. Well, I mean, didn't mean to. So what I used.
You had eyeshadow fallout.
I had a major eyeshadow fallout. And I wasn't using, some of you guys might be thinking I did like a really glittery like New Year's Eve type of eye. I did a very basic, like, you know, in the four pan palette, there's like one shade that's like a little bit more like, you know, shimmery.
What four pan? Just any four pan palette.
Yeah. You know, you have
like when there's the shimmery pop your eye color.
Pop shade, shade. I use the pop shade and I never really do, but I was like, I'm going to go for it. I'm feeling a little like, you know, sassy today. Mm-hmm. So I used a high quality eyeshadow brush, and I used this high quality four pan palette, which I will not name, and I put it on my upper eyelid, not the lower eyelid. I looked at myself after she said this. There was gold shadow everywhere, and it looked very it looked party, and I was going, it was a work day.
Yeah.
So he said,
it's very first question.
Yeah, he said, did you prime? Now I'm gonna like highlight another brand. I'm gonna steal from it. Do you remember Jared Blandino from Too Faced? He said, yeah. Not to prime is a crime. Not to prime is a crime.
Apparently, the advice did not stick with you.
I always say it to other people because I feel like I'm above the law.
Yeah,
but I am absolutely
I'm
not
Jessica
above.
Matlin. I don't need to prime.
I needed to prime, and I don't remember if I did. I probably prime maybe like 40% of the time.
And he was talking about the Mary Kay eye primer.
Yeah.
Because it's colorless and it mattifies. You know how your lids get oily?
Not
yours, everybody's.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason the fallout. So priming.
Yeah. So I needed to prime.
He also had this super obvious thing, which I haven't thought about, which is basically the heavier the particle of shimmer, the faster it's going to fall. So things with like big chunks. I know a lot of people have been loving that Stila Glitter and Glow. Mm-hmm. It's like a liquid glitter practically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many people wear it and then it's all over their cheeks because it's big glitter. You need like small glitter,
small
shimmer.
And to be fair, this was, but I don't know what I did. So you were funny. You were like, oh, was it user error? Like, I don't know if I didn't prime, well then like shame on me. There we have our answer. Like that's the smoking gun. But like maybe also it is just like the formula. Maybe I also think, was I going a little wild with the brush? Was I kind of creating like a dust bowl? Other thing was, and we should know this is so obvious, this because we see this backstage at Fashion Week all the time, eyes first, foundation second.
Yeah, then you can clean up under your eyes. But sometimes it falls out later in the day and you can't help it.
That's true.
The other thing he said was, if it's like a wet dry shadow or a baked shadow, using it wet, which does intensify the color a little bit, but using it wet can actually help prevent some of the fallout because it sort of like adheres as it dries.
Yeah. So. My last thing, and he didn't say this, but it's just something I have noticed. Hmm. If I use like a creamy sparkly shadow, like
less likely, right?
Yes.
Totally agree.
Like, you know, the Laura Mercier makes some great ones.
Like a little one.
Yeah. A pot or, yeah, like Laura Mercier. I wonder if she still makes it.
Caviar, I think it's called Eye Caviar or something like that.
It comes like in a wand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a creamier formula.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys have fallout issues, maybe smaller shimmer, powder, prime first.
But gosh, we learned so much from him. He was like a wealth of inspiration.
Yeah. I think we'll be adding more tips from him throughout the Q. What are we in? Q2?
We're only in Q2.
Okay.
I mean, wow. Louise, we'll see you later.
Jess, facials be getting fancy. I've been practicing like offline 8 times in a row. I said fancils be getting facey.
I think that's a spoonerism.
What's a spoonerism?
When you use the when you mix like the first
syllable,
like syllable of another one, like,
oh
yeah. Any English majors, if you want to correct me, go for it. But it's when you reverse like the two.
Or I'm just about to have a stroke or something. Yeah. I don't know. Fancils be getting facey. Let's talk about it. Seriously, though, I think you and I, every like month or two, we try and get the new treatments just to see which ones are good, which ones aren't.
Lately,
you can't get a facial without some sort of like thing being wheeled out that looks like R2-D2. Am I right?
It's like a hose. They're like, we're just going to like lash this onto your face.
Wait, that brings up the one I just had. Literally had a hose on it, for sure.
Yeah, they love a hose lately.
What's up with the hoses? So it was Envy Medical. They have dermal infusion. Mm. So the hose was attached to a tiny vacuum handpiece that has a diamond tip, almost like a microdermabrasion tip.
Nice.
So as they run it across your skin, it's gently sucking the skin in and then gives you a little bit of that exfoliation from the diamond tip. But this one's different because there's also a backflow of whatever serum they put in the machine is then at the same time being infused into your skin. So it feels like a little bit wet and vacuuming as they run it over your skin. And you can and they can personalize which serum you get.
I had something like this recently, and honestly, like, shame on me, I'm forgetting where I had this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the person who gave that to me is really thrilled right now. But
it was fabulous.
Yes, no, if you remember that you did, I'm sorry. So let me know, and I will correct this, I promise you, the next week. But I do remember feeling like, wow, like, it wasn't just, you know, like, oxygen facial or, like, microderm. You did feel like it's getting plumped up a bit, and it's kind of like, on the next level, you know, we talked about like Dermaflash till we're blue in the face earlier this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting rid of the skin.
Yeah, it's so exfoliating.
It's getting rid of the skin. That sounds scary. Exfoliating so that your products will go in better. This is almost like the souped up version of that in a spa treatment. It's almost like in the same family.
It's funny.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And actually, you said, did you say volume or you said plumped up?
Plumped up.
And so they claim that your skin is plumped by 70%, the dermal infusion from Envy Medical. I have to say, I looked freaking amazing that evening. I don't know how long that lasts. I only got one treatment. Okay. They recommend 6 to 8, but it definitely was plumper and just I looked glowier than I do from a normal facial. And it doesn't hurt at all, if you're wondering that. You know what it reminded me of? You know when you get your teeth cleaned and they stick the little thing inside the vacuum inside your mouth?
Yeah.
And like if you close your lips, it'll suck up the liquid. But if your like lips are just hanging open, it just starts to like...
I've never talked about that with anyone. Yeah, it's a weird thing, right?
Maybe because I know we have a dentist coming on. I'm like, yeah, but literally that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
It was quite quick and gentle and whatever. So if you guys want to check it out, Envy Medical, like ENVY, I think it's about $150 to $175 for a treatment, which honestly a facial nowadays costs $100 by itself. So it's not that much more than a regular facial. And they have a lot of good before and afters for people with even acne because it can exfoliate because it's much more gentle than like a microdermabrasion.
Yeah, yeah.
So acne scarring, people with fine lines. But truly, I think of it more like, I hate saying this, but like a red carpet facial.
Red carpet
facial. If you have a big event, this is like the kind of thing you want to do before a big event. So.
Oh, for the star in you.
It's the star in me. What can I say?
Jen, I'm just going to ask you straight out. I know it's quite personal, but what is this interstitial cystitis thing that sometimes you mention and then we like never talk about ever again?
It's the dog ate my homework excuse when I'm not feeling well. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually a real thing. And it can be like kind of debilitating for some women. But basically, you guys have been asking me about this. I have IC. They call it interstitial cystitis. It's a bladder syndrome that gives you all sorts of symptoms depending on the person. They can be like UTI symptoms, which are urgency, frequency.
Stinging while peeing.
Stinging while peeing. A lot of pain for some people. I don't get a lot of pain with it. But like what happens to me when I have what I call flare up is it feels like I have a UTI. Like everybody knows that feeling, right?
It's horrible.
Yeah. Like you just want to sit on the toilet or sit in a bathtub of warm water and pee in there, which...
But like you just have to pee a little bit, but it's never like satisfying.
But it's never satisfying.
And it's stinging.
And you have constant pain. So... Because I want anybody else who might have these symptoms to get cured or at least find a treatment that works, I will tell you how it happened to me. Like, I was getting chronic UTIs. I ended up in the hospital with pyelonephritis, which is like a kidney infection. So I had to go to a specialist, a urologist. Oh, my God, the testing for this. other than taking like a quiz about your symptoms, they do this urodynamics thing where they make you drink a ton and ton of water. And then it's the most embarrassing thing ever, but at least it helped me figure it out. You sit on a toilet with like a team of doctors around and you have a catheter in, and basically you have to hold the pee in as long as you can. So you're like sitting with your, like Pooh Bear with no pants on, on a toilet with like doctors being like, how's it feel, miss? Like from 1 to 10, like what's your... And finally, when you can't hold it anymore, you start peeing and they measure stuff down there. They also give you a Kegel measurement, like how strong are your muscles? Could that be the problem? Anyway, I ended up getting diagnosed.
Oh, my God.
There's lots of treatments that people rely on, like pain medications or Peridium or Azio
Yeah, the little tablets.
It turns your pee like bright orange.
Yeah.
Really helps because it's just like an analgesic down there.
And you can't use Urostat.
Urostat, yeah.
Yeah, there's I find that more effective than Azo.
Well, they're all over the counter. It's all the same drug. And I was doing all that and it wasn't really helping. So eventually I ended up getting a cystoscopy with hydrodistention. Basically, it's like they put you under and they blow up your bladder real big and sort of like clean out the lining. And that diagnoses you with the thing, but it also happens to help for some people as a treatment. This is all very complicated, I know.
So what's like the net for our listeners who may be...
If you just feel like I keep thinking I have a UTI, my doctor, I do the pee test with the doctor and I don't need antibiotics, whatever.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor about this. Go on ichelp.org. That's like a website where you'll find lots of information. And look into all the different treatments. And the one last thing I'll say, because a lot of people have had trouble, do this now. I also take, if I have a flare-up, one dose of Macrobid, which is an antibiotic that only, it's not system-wide. It only works on your bladder bacteria and flora. So it's not like I'm on antibiotics all the time, but like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days out of the month, I'm taking an antibiotic. Feel free to DM me on Instagram, email us at info@fatmascara if you want more, but honestly, check out ichelp.org.
I think you really just helped a lot of people.
I'm just saving America's bladders, or the world's bladders, one podcast at a time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
We are here with our very first dentist, Dr. Mark Loewenberg of Loewenberg, Latucci, and Cantor.
Attorneys at law.
Cosmetics dentistry practice in New York City. I know. Seriously, like, do you guys like moonlight as like lawyers? That sounds so...
It sounds like a law firm,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I know. It is what it is.
And you even have a nice picture with like black and white and the three of you like, we're professional.
That's a very cool picture,
isn't
it? It's
a very cool picture.
And actually, it's not very doctorish either. It's not lawyerish either. It's just a cool picture.
Yeah, just the name. But welcome to Fat Mascara.
Lowenberg, Latucci, and Cantor. Okay. So listen, everyone knows what a dentist does, but your specialty is cosmetic dentistry.
Right.
What is that? What's the difference?
You know, it's funny you say that because everybody uses the term cosmetic dentistry differently. Like when I started doing cosmetic dentistry, which was really decades ago, the term cosmetic dentistry did not even exist. And it really just applied to making your front teeth look good. And then as dentists in general started realizing that this was a very lucrative field, and more people started practicing cosmetic dentistry. And what most people consider cosmetic dentistry is your smile. Mm-hmm. So when you smile, the teeth that you see are the teeth that have to look good. So that's how most people think cosmetic dentistry is referred to. But in truth, in our practice, what I say cosmetic dentistry is really, it's general dentistry, but doing everything in a cosmetic way. So if you had a back tooth, a molar, that you had an old silver filling in, I would take that silver filling out and put a white porcelain filling in it so it looked like a regular tooth. So even though that's considered general dentistry because you needed a new filling, it's cosmetically done.
So it sounds like there's not like really one straight answer. It's like if you go to the like American, is it Dental Board, American
ADA? American Dental Association doesn't even consider cosmetic dentistry as a specialty.
That's right. You can't go to school for, I want to go to school for cosmetic dentistry.
You can't.
It seems like it's very much up to the dentist to decide like who they are, if they're a cosmetic dentist or
exactly.
So it's kind of like a fake label. Like I'm not belittling.
It's okay. You could call yourself a cosmetic dentist. I mean, anyone could say I'm a cosmetic dentist.
So if somebody thinks they're really fancy and they say like, oh, I go to a cosmetic dentist, it's kind of BS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, there are lots of people that do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You want to hear something really interesting about cosmetic dentistry? The term cosmetic dentistry probably started in the 90s. But in the late 70s, 80s, that's when they developed a system called bonding, where you could actually bond plastic material onto a tooth. It was all plastic in the beginning. And that's what evolved into porcelain veneers, which once porcelain veneers became popular, that's where the term cosmetic dentistry came. But the interesting fact about all this is that when that was first happening, probably in the mid-80s, dentists as a whole referred to anyone who did cosmetic dentistry as charlatans or quacks. Because it was such a so against what you were taught in dental school. What you were taught in dental school is somebody wanted to have a beautiful smile, you would cap their teeth. Like my favorite example of that is Marilyn Monroe. Do you guys know who she was?
I've heard of her.
Yeah.
So Marilyn Monroe had caps on her front teeth, and that was a big deal in Hollywood, that you would cap your teeth. So that was what was generally accepted by dentists as doing something to enhance your smile. Veneers, which are a totally different thing, broke every rule in dentistry as we all knew it. So most dentists put down dentists that did porcelain veneers or cosmetic dentistry.
And then once they realized how lucrative it was,
exactly.
Then they changed the tune.
Yes. And by the way, it took 20 years. Like I know guys that when I started doing it, you know, criticized me for doing it, and now they do it. Mm-hmm. So,
actually, that's a good segue. I wanted to know, who has a smile these days that like everybody's coming in and asking for, like a celebrity smile, and is it fake or real?
Yeah, I would say probably the most common one that comes up is Angelina Jolie.
Still,
really?
And.
Is it fake or real? She rarely ever smiles. I can't even.
No, that's not true.
Really?
When she's in a bad mood, she doesn't smile, but. You know, there are a lot of
pictures. Are you telling us you did her veneers?
No,
I'm
not. But what I'm saying is there are a lot of pictures of her smiling. And I have to tell you, it drives me insane because I cannot tell if those are real or veneers.
Oh, wow.
And that's crazy because I could usually spot them right off the bat. But, you know, that's the other thing about veneers. it had the style of the veneer, the look of the smile, it has to work with your face. So, for instance, if I took Angelina Jolie's mouth smile and put it on your face,
yeah,
it would be like you swallowed a piano. Like, like her head can carry.
She's got a big head, yeah.
She has a big head and a really wide smile.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So she could pull it off. But her teeth, regardless of whether they're hers or veneers, they fit her face so perfectly, and that's part of why you can't tell if they're real or not.
Yeah.
So the art in doing veneers, I know you didn't ask this question, but I'll throw this in. The art in doing veneers is artistry. You have to look at the person's face and figure out what will look good on them. So you say, who do people come in asking for? Yeah, they ask for Jessica Alba. They ask for Julia Roberts. They ask for Heidi Klum. Get a lot of Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you love those teeth on that person does not mean that those teeth are going to look good on you. In fact, those teeth on you could look like Halloween teeth because it's got to fit your face.
And
that's what I have to say about that.
So do people ever come in and asking for like weird things, like not grills or whatever, but like what's a request that you've had to take care of that you were surprised by?
I would say the two most common weird things is some people actually come in and want veneers but want to make a space between their two front teeth.
Oh.
Even though they don't have a space between their
like
two front teeth.
Like a Madonna thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
do you oblige?
What do you mean okay? That's
like,
crazy.
Well, I'm into it. Like Seal has that, right? Who else? Like cool looking people have a space.
No.
Vanessa
Seal is
Paradis.
Cool looking and it works on him. You think that space would work on Heidi?
You're right.
I mean, really.
Have you done it for anyone?
I had one guy that I did it because he was impossible and he insisted on doing it.
Yeah.
And after I did it, he didn't like it.
Okay. Trust the doctor.
So I had to redo it.
That's crazy.
And then the other request that's really weird is sometimes people want to like put a cap on their tooth so that they could put a star or a heart or a hammer and sickle in the cap. You can't do that in a natural tooth.
What's with all the communists wanting like teeth?
This seems odd for your clientele.
Not really. I have a lot of rock and roll people.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about summer teeth. Do you know what summer teeth are?
I have no clue. Oh, is it like summer corn? Like every tooth in your mouth is a different color?
No, but I like that. My friends and I call it summer teeth. Some are here, some are there. Crooked teeth.
Crooked teeth.
Can you do anything? I just wanted to go through a couple things so people know what a cosmetic dentist could do. Short of going to an orthodontist, obviously, and like getting braces and things like that, can you fix crooked teeth with this, with cosmetic?
Yeah, you're kind of absolutely. Like, you could fix crooked teeth with veneers. You can make crooked teeth look straight without moving them. In other words, if you were sitting on somebody's tongue and looking at them from the inside out, they would still look crooked from the inside, but on the outside,
like curtains. It's like putting it's hiding them.
Yeah, it's totally hiding them.
Huh?
But wouldn't I guess? Well, I
and
guess
by the way, that concept is so mind blowing. You should really go on our website and look at the pictures.
At how you could immediately give someone a straight smile.
There's a picture on there with a guy whose teeth were so ridiculously crooked, and he refused to wear braces or Invisalign. And I made them look straight with veneers, perfectly straight.
But isn't that like literally like it's a cosmetic fix? And aren't you nervous about his teeth like eventually pushing those veneers out or
moving around?
You know, I know
more.
He's not 13 years old, but the teeth.
Is someone in your family a dentist?
No.
How do you know all this stuff?
Because I'm very
smart.
We're
beauty editors, and we do because I'm very smart. I've done stories on smiles.
No, that's
right?
That's a very smart question.
I've never
totally
done a smile story.
So is she right? Is that a possibility?
No, she's not right. But it was a good concept. So here's the thing. Regardless of whether you put veneers or caps or anything like this, part of the aging process from teenager to 90, part of the aging process is something called mesial drift in your mouth, which means that all of your teeth, all of our teeth as we get older, are going to drift towards the midline. So as they drift towards the midline, the center of your mouth, they get more and more crooked.
Yeah, so, like even older people, like I already have crooked
bottom
teeth.
Oh, my grandma, all her bottom teeth are like right in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine are already bad, and like I know they're getting worse.
You have mesial drift.
It started. It's already started.
And you're saying it's happening. It's and this is what I tell everyone to do. If you don't want your teeth to get crooked, you make an Invisalign retainer.
For nighttime.
Mm, for nighttime.
I love that.
Jen Goldstein sleeps with two retainers at night.
So, I think I'm going to need one.
So if you wore an Invisalign retainer, your teeth could not possibly move.
Do you think your client's actually going to put an Invisalign retainer at night?
Oh, totally.
You spend that much money? For example, like how much could a full mouth cost?
Totally. You know why? That's the other thing. So there's a good point.
Protect your investment,
right? It's so expensive to do this stuff that your whole attitude changes. It's like anything else. Come on. If you buy a dress for $59, you'll throw it on the floor. If you buy a dress for $500, you'll hang it up.
Right.
So it's the same thing. When you spend this much money on your teeth, it's amazing. People who really had terrible oral hygiene didn't really floss their teeth, brush their teeth once a day.
Watch once they get veneers.
It's incredible. They have no plaque on their teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their teeth are immaculate.
So it's a health investment, too. Yeah, there you go.
It's like they don't want to pay that money again.
I met you many, many moons ago. Many moons ago.
You're only 36. It can't be that many moons ago.
I don't expect you to remember our meeting, but it was for like a teeth whitening service or like something.
How did you meet me?
Is at your office. It was an in-office treatment. Okay. Yeah, it was a press thing.
Oh.
And I remember it didn't really work. And I'm not saying this to embarrass you.
You're not embarrassed. Nothing embarrasses me.
Well, I can kind of tell. and I was like, the result wasn't that dramatic. And you said, if you were my patient or like, you know, if this wasn't like an editor thing, you wouldn't have recommended this for me. And you said, like, I can tell like your shade isn't really going to lift. So in what circumstances, I'm just thinking of our listeners who might want to try, like, you know, get their teeth professionally whitened for, like, an event or whatever. I don't want them to have that experience where they go, they pay $500 plus, and then they get, like, no result. Because I kind of felt like...
Yeah, how do you know?
You know, I almost, like, wasted my time. It was lovely to meet you then. But it was, like, it was a huge slap. But
you also wasted my time.
Yeah. And just P.S., I used Crest White Strips Advanced like a year or two later, mm-hmm. and my color lifted.
Do you think your teeth are white right now? I'm just curious.
No, they're not. Don't look at them. No, this was like 10 years ago.
So what you're saying is you had a better result from Crest White Strips than you did from the in-office treatment.
Yeah, from the fancy treatment.
Why might that be?
Well, first of all, let's talk about, this is a good topic to talk about. It's my favorite topic because the media and marketing have made this bleaching, whitening thing about teeth very unrealistic. I don't care who the dentist is, what the procedure is, and any of the possibilities that could happen, there is no way of predicting the result because everyone's molecular structure of their enamel is different. And what causes your teeth to be a certain color, it may be receptive to the bleach or it may not be receptive to the bleach. So you can't go to a dentist and have him say, oh yeah, it's gonna whiten 10 shades, or you know all these over the counter products that say we'll whiten your teeth 7 shades. They don't know that. Nobody knows.
Could be up to maybe they had one person who
be up to, but you don't know. So in your case, if your teeth did not get any whiter, which that happens a lot, there would have been no way of knowing in advance. But your teeth, because of the molecular structure of your enamel, were not receptive to the bleach, so it didn't work. And then you say Crest White Strips. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and Crest White Strips Advanced.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the difference between it. They have so many products.
Yeah, I don't think they make the ones I made.
To me, all that stuff is just marketing. You know, the truth is, and I tell this to my own patients: if you want to know whether your teeth will get whiter, you should start with an over-the-counter product. Mm. Because if your teeth whiten somewhat with an over-the-counter product, they will whiten more in the office. You're an anomaly because here's the thing. In the office, do you know how whitening is done? We now call it whining.
Peroxide gel?
Yes, exactly. Oh, you're smart also. So a peroxide gel, which is H2O2, two molecules of oxygen, when it starts breaking down because the light in the office technique starts releasing those oxygen molecules, those oxygen molecules start breaking up the stains, not the stains on the surface, but the stains, we call them intrinsic stains, the stains that are inside the teeth. So depending on how porous your tooth is, that's how that determines whether or not the gel is going to get inside and lift those stains. So you can't, you cannot predict it. There's no way of knowing. What I don't know, what I don't remember doing this on you, and I don't remember what your history is, but typically people that have grayish teeth that are either a result of antibiotics taken when your teeth were developing, tetracycline stains, those teeth rarely get whiter.
Interesting.
If you have a gray tone to your teeth, it's rarely going to work. If you have yellowish teeth, you have a better chance of them getting whiter.
Now, talking about stains, are there some stains, like let's say you drink coffee or like red wine for years and like you never whiten your teeth. Is there a point where like you're past the point of no return where like the damage just gets so cumulative where you cannot be helped?
No, because there are two types of stains. There's external stains or surface stains, and then there are intrinsic stains.
Got it.
So I shouldn't have said no, because if you're, let's say, 70 years old and you've been drinking coffee and red wine and smoking cigars all your life, there's probably no way your teeth are going to get white, but they could get whiter than they presently are.
Okay.
So you have to know what you're starting off with and how old you are and how embedded those stains are in your teeth. But I would say, this is my opinion, we do a lot of whitening in the office. I'm just making the statistic up, but I would say, honestly, at least 50% of the people that whiten their teeth, the improvement is not noticeable. And even when it is noticeable on the other 50%, it doesn't last that long. When I say that long, it doesn't last for years. People have to either put custom trays in their mouth, you know what that is, like where you do it at home, or they have to come back and do it under the light every 6 months. So it varies from person to person, but it's definitely not a slam dunk.
I think this is like a good dose of realism
for it is.
Our listeners.
And I tell all my patients, it all sounds so sexy and glamorous, and they show these pictures with sparkling coming off your teeth. By the way, you have very white teeth.
Jen does have very white
teeth.
Did
you
white? I do.
Yes.
Yeah. No, and I whitened once, and it was the worst experience of my life, and I spent the entire night with a cup under my mouth drooling into it because I had so much sensitivity. I kid you not, I filled up an entire cup of saliva.
Did you hear Ryan Seacrest trash me on his show?
No. How dare he?
No, it was good. It was very funny.
What did he say?
Which show? He has like 45 shows.
The Kelly and Ryan show.
Oh, Kelly Ripa.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was just coincidental. He happened to come in to whiten his teeth at the same time Kelly was there.
Those aren't his real teeth, are they?
Yeah, they are his real teeth.
Really? Okay.
Why, you think he has nice teeth?
Well, I can't even picture them. He just looks like a Ken doll.
Smiley guy.
Yeah,
he's got a great smile, but he doesn't have fake-looking teeth.
Okay.
But anyhow, so I whitened his teeth, and Kelly was there, so they were, you know, carrying on with each other. And then the next day, somebody calls me up, and he goes, turn on the Kelly and Ryan show. I go, why? He goes, just turn it on. So I turn it on. For 6 minutes, he talked about how much pain he was in.
I shortened it. I could go on and on and on about how horrible it was.
He did a whole stand-up routine.
But I was thinking, maybe that means my teeth are more porous, so I actually got a better result, even though it hurt more, you know? Jess and I, since the very beginning when we started the podcast, we bonded over one topic that we often talk about, and it is?
Halitosis.
Or as Jess calls it, halitosis, which is not what it's called.
Halitosis.
Do you watch Broad City?
Do
you watch Broad City?
I have.
Do you watch Broad City?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God, I love it.
You're so funny.
And that halitosis thing, I mean, that could totally be an episode in Broad City.
Yeah, that's why we're friends.
You watch
it? It's not a phobia at this point, but we are like, what if we are that person, because we all have that friend who has the bad breath either from time to time or chronically, and maybe you've said it to her, maybe you haven't, but often people don't tell that person. What if we're that person?
It's the biggest social.
Are you guys married? In a relationship?
She's married. I'm in a relationship, but we ask each other all the time.
But would you tell your other half?
I wouldn't be with that person if they had it. I'd be like, I'm sorry, it's over.
No, that's not true.
It's 100% true. Smell is so important.
Well, that may be, but you know what? You're not getting divorced because your husband has halitosis.
But if he had it when
so
I met him.
Someone definitely got divorced because of that.
Yeah. So how do you know if you're one of those people?
Well, you could always use the old trick of cupping your hands.
That doesn't work.
Oh, yes, it does.
You think so?
100%. By the way, we're all sitting here smelling our breath now.
I think people can hear that. Do you think so?
I mean, 100%. In the morning, I know that.
So 100%. You have to tell a patient if they have that problem.
I never tell a patient.
What?
Really? I'm not sleeping with them. I don't really care.
I actually would want my doctor
of course.
To be like,
oh, no.
You're one of those people.
No, but let's talk about
how do we prevent halitosis?
Let's talk about what causes it. So, because the main cause of halitosis is that you have bacteria sitting in your mouth, on your gums, on your tongue. And that bacteria works on the plaque, which sticks to your teeth. And when it
farts
breaks
out
it down,
sulfur.
Sulfides.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I know.
Where did you girls go to college? You're both very smart.
The Beauty Editor University, where we've interviewed a bunch of people.
So
sulfide compounds are nasty little buggers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what, I love this final exam. What neutralizes sulfides?
Oxygen? Water.
Oxygen. And why does oxygen?
I was right.
Yeah, but why? How? Why?
Because it's anaerobic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, high five.
I'm going home. When? What does anaerobic mean?
Okay, we're done. Like, just finish. Because I'm overall, like, we're doing good. I don't want to, like, jinx it.
So there are two kinds of bacteria.
Yeah.
There's aerobic bacteria and anaerobic bacteria. Mm-hmm. Anaerobic bacteria are bacteria that live where there's no oxygen. And if oxygen
you're killing
hits them,
the bacteria.
You kill that bacteria. It's the anaerobic bacteria that gives off the
Can
sulfides.
Can we just like huff on an oxygen thing?
Maybe we need to drink water
no.
to get the oxygen
yes,
in there.
Yes, water's a good thing.
Okay.
What you need to do, honestly, most bad breath, not all of it, but most of it comes from your gums or your tongue because all that bacteria is sitting in your gums or on your tongue. So oral hygiene should include brushing your tongue or using a tongue scraper to remove the junk that sits on your tongue. Do you guys do that?
I don't have a tongue scraper. I'm going to get one.
I do because I have a very cracked, porous tongue, so they've always told me I have to be extra careful.
Yeah, or you could use...
Look at this. It looks like there's an earthquake.
If you use If you use a soft bristle toothbrush, you could brush your tongue.
It tickles.
Yeah. I agree with you.
But I think I'm going to drink water.
And if you drink a lot of water... It's gonna wash away a lot of the bacteria. But honestly, you have to just have a super clean mouth. You have to dental floss and brush your teeth. And even though most people, when they brush their teeth, they do not look in the mirror, pull their lip down or up, and watch where the bristles are going. They're just shoving the brush in and out. If you actually like looked in the mirror when you were doing it and made sure that the bristles were hitting the gum line, you wouldn't have a lot of that bacteria.
I think he's saving us so much money and
anxiety.
Yeah.
So do things right. Foods, though, are pretty righteous, right?
Yes.
But that's not going to be chronic.
If you eat an onion and you smell of onion breath, that's not halitosis.
Right.
Halitosis is you're brushing your teeth very well, by the way.
But you're freaking me out, though, because I sometimes don't look in the mirror.
Nobody looks in the mirror. Trust me. And that's the whole key. And people, you know, they spend all this money going to the dentist. You know, because they don't take care of their teeth and then they have to have all this gum work done. I mean, it's so easy to maintain the health of your mouth, but you have to look in the mirror. Same thing with flossing. Nobody even looks at what they're doing.
You have to
floss.
You have to coat and hug and pull it down and coat and hug. I'm good.
Exactly.
Before you leave, though, we have to talk about
who said
one
I was
thing.
Leaving?
Sorry. I was trying to...
Oh, is my time up? I really have nothing to do tonight, so I was sort of...
We'll be here
I
all
could
night.
Hang with you guys.
No, you walked in and you said, we have to talk about my hair.
You didn't know it was going to come up again.
Oh, my
you
God.
Have you amazing do. Hair.
We Thank always you. Ask people what kind of products they use in their grooming ritual at the end of our interviews. So what's the main
here's,
about?
Here's the truth.
Tell us.
I owe it all to my mother and father. I don't use any product.
Do both of your like grandparents and parents, does everyone have like
hair,
amazing hair?
Tons of hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no product in there. I feel like you have a nice shine.
You have like the hair of like
here's something I do. I probably should not admit this.
Yes.
I do not wash my hair more than once a week.
No, I think that's a common refrain from people with good hair.
Yeah, that's like the hot thing right now, like really? Not washing your hair.
Well, I've done that all my life because I have found that my hair looks thicker when I don't wash it every day.
A little natural oil to give it
some. No, it's really good.
I get my hair cut by Kevin Maple in Southampton.
Okay, Kevin.
La-di-da.
Yeah.
No, it's not la-di-da. It's very like...
Southampton's like 5 hours from here.
Yeah, but look
you
at my hair.
You drive 5 hours to get your hair
look
cut?
Look at my hair.
Looks good. This was fun. I feel like I learned so much. I'm going to be much more methodical about my brushing. Thank you. Thank you for such a good interview.
Thank you. It was great.
Bye.
It's time to raise a wand.
What are you raising a wand to?
That was exciting. My wand is an actual wand. Check this out. It is Bare Minerals Gen Nude Eyeshadow and Primer. Oh my God, we were talking about priming.
Not to prime is a crime. Keep going.
So I am not an eyeshadow person, as you know. I don't, like the colors. I never know what to do. I just like to even out the color of my lids. But like a plain eyeshadow kind of fades away after the day. Mm-hmm. These are tinted eyeshadow primers, but they're much creamier than, say, like the Urban Decay, which I like, the primer potion.
Yeah, yeah.
They're almost like an eyeshadow and a It's called eyeshadow plus primer. Duh, Jen. Anyway, they come in nude colors, but you can use a color that is not nude for you to sort of contour.
Oh, cool.
So, like, I like to put Turned Up, which is like a pinky beige all over, and then put a little Low Key in the crease, and I get like a sort of eyeshadowy contoured look, but trust me, that shit stays.
Can I see? That looks awesome.
You can. And they're like in a wand tube, which is why I said it's an actual wand. They just came out. They're $20
each. And they don't look muddy. That's the thing I hate about primers. They definitely look so muddy.
They mattify your lids. This is not a shimmery look. It's not creamy. But the texture is not too chalky.
It's not
a chalky texture.
I'm putting them on right now. And
do you agree?
I usually don't like the feel of primers.
Because they're sopping up oil, so they feel very... chalky and mattifying. This is
silky and lovely.
Silky. Yes, thank you.
Silky and lovely. Okay.
What are you raising your wand to?
A hair product.
Oh, finally. We struggle to find hair products.
Struggle. This one was actually a recommendation and our little gift bag, or a little gift box rather, from Garrett Munz.
Oh, Garrett. Yes. Shout out, Garrett.
Bird Surf Spray. I've been using it a lot. I used it on vacation. I've been using it like a lot this week with the humidity. I've been like lending, like giving into the humidity.
It's own in your New York. Texture.
Yes, yeah. I'm owning my texture. In New York right now, it's very thick and humid. And I just take my clean hair, put it in, and just it makes my waves wavier.
Is this why you have waves right now?
Yeah, I have a lot of waves because
this is the Bird with BYRD.
BYRD. It's like a surfer brand. Like it's founded by these like surfers.
You're so cool.
And because you know me and surfing, I'm just like people think of me and they're like, "Yo, oh, the surf girl."
Totally
it's like totally
aesthetic.
At home on the waves. I like the ocean is my home, and I am the ocean. $16 at Target. Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.